What's going on, bearders? It's Friday. What today's date?
I think today's the 6th.
The 6th.
September 6th. It's due to our disappearing episode, it's the 13th episode of FNMC.
Lucky number 13.
Lucky number 13.
In some places.
In some places.
Not in New York.
Not in New York City.
Black Cat's number train. What's his name?
Train
Hartnett.
I forgot about that series.
And my name is David.
And I'm Beanie.
I'm Toots McGee.
And this week we have
Salvatore.
It's Salvatore.
You sound like the Terminator there.
Salvatore.
Salvatore.
Don't give them my whole name.
They're gonna look up and say, "Oh, that's him. Get him. He lives this place. We're coming for him.
Get this fucking. They find you guys too.
It's not like we gave him their address on his address on Harway Avenue.
I have herpes.
Between Crossy and Harway Avenue, that block.
Okay, we're gonna put something. Just at least I don't live near you guys.
There's always that one hardcore fan.
Just narrowing down the search.
They're gonna come with the sock filled with soap, the filled soap in the sock, and they're gonna start.
You know what's the best part about this? I'm nowhere near you guys.
He lives on Church Avenue. Go for him.
What's the full address of Jose Lopez?
All right, we won't do it.
Oh, but it's okay. Give mine.
We can give the
sheriff
an approximation.
I don't know
what
you look like.
Well, I mean, he did say his full name, so they can just look up Sal.
That's a very common name.
So is Jose Lopez. But
Jose Lopez.
Give him a social.
What's new this week?
Nothing much, except for a lot of Diablo playing.
Diablo 3 on consoles.
Kingdom Hearts is coming out next week.
Kingdom Hearts next week. New Minecraft DLC. We brushed a little bit to the Diablo 3 on the consoles, but we could do a little bit more in depth now that it's FNMC. So, Jose.
Yep.
He's out of it.
He watched it. Have you ever seen the Diablo game go on?
It's a loot fest, a dungeon crawler. Yeah, I played some.
But he's not going to buy it, so I mean... So
I mean, if I get money, my priority is Kingdom Hearts.
I know.
Perfectly honest with you.
Yeah.
H2.
Well, he can give us the review next week when he buys it.
It's Kingdom Hearts. It's Kingdom Hearts 1.
But did they do anything? Is it like the...
It's basically what happens is in Japan, they re-released it with an extra, extra content.
Yeah.
Extra scenes and an extra boss, which is a mysterious figure, which turns out to be Xemnas in Kingdom Hearts 2.
The mysterious
so
figure.
It's an extra boss battle.
The mysterious figure is a giant dick.
Can you?
What happens is they re-released that. This is the first time the final mix.
Yeah.
Kingdom Hearts final mix is being released in America. First time in like 10 years. So we're getting that and we're getting a package. It's a HD bundle. We're getting 358 over 2 days as a movie, which I kind of am disappointed about.
What the fuck?
Yeah, they repackaged 358 over 2 days as a movie.
Is it just the cinematics?
Yeah, it's just the cinematics. And you get achievements for watching it.
Why?
I don't know. I like 358 over 2. I don't know why you couldn't turn it into... My reasoning is they didn't feel like turning it into an actual game for the PS3.
So wait, Final Mix 1.
Final Mix 1, Birth by Sleep. No, Birth by Sleep.
BBS?
No, it's, what's the other one? Chain of Memories.
Chain of Memories. And
the PS2 version.
And 358 over 2.
358 over 2.
I wonder if Hideo Kojima laughed at that. Because Kojima? He fucking likes to put every game he ever made on one
disc.
Oh, the Legacy Collection.
Yeah.
I need to get that still.
What about number 2?
Number 2, they're probably going to re-release that in a separate bundle with 2 final mix.
And BBC.
Birth by Sleep.
I was going to say BBC.
Birth by Sleep got a final mix too, so
BBS.
They're probably going to re-release that. I mean, Kojima released Peace Walker on PS3.
Yeah.
So I don't see why Nintendo, why Disney can't release, Nomura can't release that.
You
want to
know why?
Why?
Because Disney wants that money. Disney wants that cash money, and now people are going to fucking pay it.
They want the loot.
I mean, I can see them turning Dream Drop Distance into a movie, too.
I mean...
That was on 3DS.
Nomura may want to release them all at once, but Disney wants that money. And they know people are going to pay for it.
Didn't the remix have, a versus mode also, or that was, a hack?
That was a hack.
Yeah,
I know.
Birth
by Sleep.
Oh, that's the tournament. That's the Hades Paradox stuff. You fight Ares, Cloud, Squall, and Yuna at the same time, I think. Auron. It's
okay.
Not Ares. What
the fuck kind of crackhead match is that?
I beat that shit. I was a 10-year-old kid. I beat that shit.
Hang on a second.
Let's replace this.
I didn't beat it like that.
When Jose said he was 10 years old, he said he beat that shit. He wasn't talking about his dick. He was talking about the video game.
I beat that shit, son. It means up.
In your bathroom.
In my bathroom.
Under the desk.
Under the desk.
Under the desk. He's here.
Well, that was Kingdom Hearts 2, by the way.
How much was it to import that game back in the day?
Like 100?
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't like that much.
800 yen.
How much is it going to be now?
I mean, it's probably going to be $40.
Yeah, it's going to be like a 40.
Thank God.
I mean, most HD collections are $40.
And it's coming out for what?
PS3.
Just PS3?
I'm pretty sure just PS3.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I was thinking maybe they pulled them out of their
solid. How does that make sense? They're going to release Kingdom Hearts 3 on a multi-platform, but they won't release the HD on fucking 360.
I might be wrong. I haven't checked on that. My version
coming to Wii U.
Is it really?
No.
Okay. You think it would, though.
No. I'm hyped.
Considering every other Disney game's on Wii U.
Wii U.
But I figured they might have pulled a Metal Gear Solid.
They should have. I don't know why they didn't do that.
They
might have. Dave, check it out real quickly.
You gotta make Dave type all this shit now?
I don't give a shit. I'm on IGN already.
Do you know what you're typing in?
Kingdom Hearts.
So we just basically admitted to stealing all of IGN's news.
No, I'm on it just to see what's up.
Shh, they don't know this.
They don't know this. We love you, IGN. You should send us free stuff.
We are IGN.
Oh.
We might as well be IGN.
I think we get better reviews, though.
I'm fucking stop autocorrecting HD to HDTV. Kingdom Hearts HDTV.
It's a special edition with Goofy and all the characters around the border of the TV.
Did you see that video? Your phone.
Yeah, my phone's dead.
There's this video that basically they're holding job interviews in Chile for Samsung.
Oh, wait,
and they replaced
the
window with a TV, and it was just like a very panoramic view of Brazil.
Yeah, it's kind of like the room vibrated.
Yeah, the room vibrated. They vibrated the room and everything. And what happens is they would show a meteor coming down on the TV, hitting like Buenos Aires or something, and they would like shit their pants. Like, oh shit, the room would vibrate, and they would get under the desk.
Holy shit.
And Buenos Aires would be just wiped off the map.
It was just a TV, though. That's how clear it was.
You ever watch that video where it's like the CGI meteorite hitting Earth and wiping out fucking all of the population on Earth?
Yeah, like what would happen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty fun.
Wasn't that like a show on Discovery?
What about Sharknado?
Yeah, of course.
Sharknado! I want to see that!
Fucking Sharknado.
It's a camp movie.
It's about a tornado that sucks up sharks.
And it just drops them all over New York City.
And then the shark tornado kills people.
What the fuck?
Hang on.
It's sharks raining down in the sky.
Yeah, but wait a minute. They're on land. They can't fucking go anywhere.
Baby, use your fucking imagination.
They're on land. They can't go anywhere.
You don't question this movie. You just watch it.
I'm pretty sure if a shark stops moving, they die.
Beatty, you don't question this movie.
Listen, Beatty, I'm ready to convince any... I'm ready to accept any movie after seeing Rubber.
That's a piece of garbage.
It is. What's a piece of art?
It was art and garbage.
It was a deconstruction of the serial killer. Now I'm just putting shit out of my ass now.
Birdemic. It's supposedly a sequel now.
No way.
Was it Birdemic? I've seen it.
Heard about that.
I've seen it. It's horrible.
Bad. It's good.
Anyway, it's back to Kingdom Hearts. Would you find
it? Yeah, it's just PS3. Exclusive.
Just PS3? Wow, that sucks.
My PS3 is going back in my room.
That fucking sucks. I wish they would release on all consoles.
What is this?
What?
Anna Montana?
That's my girlfriend.
The IGN's having a contest where you can win a signed copy of Final Fantasy 14, the new release.
Who the fuck's the girl?
I could sign one myself.
I forgot her name. Naomi,
What?
No.
Naomi Campbell?
No.
That's the chick from Metal Gear.
What the fuck's her name? Naomi,
Naomi, son of a bitch, get over here.
Now I'm gonna fucking, I want to know, I have to know.
I'm gonna go out with her.
Are you gonna play the video?
That's nice.
Well, I'm not gonna play the
video. It's gonna happen.
But I need to know what her name is. But what else is new for a week?
Rogue 2 Total War.
What's that?
Really?
Oh, I heard about that.
It doesn't run on my computer, though, so
no.
I don't even play.
Naomi Kyle.
I was going to buy it because I get free 2 Team Fortress 2 items.
So, wait, what's Rome 2 now?
It's like $60.
What's Rome 2 Total War now?
The
Total War.
It's like the 20th Total War game or something.
20th?
I feel like it's the
20th.
No, you know what?
Not,
you know what I
it's
want,
like the 8th or something.
You know what I want to get? Brave New World. The Civilization 5 expansion?
Oh, yeah.
I still haven't got... It's $12 right now on Newegg, but I got no money.
I played that game once, I think.
Civilization 5? That shit is crazy.
It's fun. I don't know why I don't buy it.
It's fun. You should have bought it during the sales. $15.
So,
bucks.
Oh, wow.
For everything. All the DLC.
Wow.
So, what was that game you were showing me and Dave yesterday?
Outlast.
That's
on Steam. Yeah, that's on Steam.
That's a game.
Is that on Xbox? Or is that
no,
PC?
It's just on Steam.
That's a game people need to play.
Yeah.
That's a game people need
just
to play.
That guy.
Yeah, not with that fucking review. I couldn't do it.
It was a Let's Play review, and the guy was fucking annoying.
It's not PewDiePie, whatever the fuck that motherfucker's name is.
I don't know. I wanted to stab him in the fucking throat. That's how annoying he was.
Did he talk like he was Russian or something?
No, he was just very hyper.
Was
very
he
loud.
Like, hello, everyone, like something like that?
Yeah, like, he was just way too over the top for no reason.
Yeah.
You mean, like, half of our podcasts?
No, like, we fucked around, but he was just, like, over the top.
Whoa.
It was, like, fucking, like, over, like, I couldn't. I wanted to, if I saw him in person, that would be the type of person I'd have to stab him. upon meeting.
All right, this is an advisory. We don't mean half the shit we say.
Yeah, I'm not stabbing him, but I would slap him at least a few times.
But anyway, the game Outlast, it was scary as shit. It scared the fuck out of me.
We gotta buy it and play it.
Pretty much you, for some reason, you're an investigative reporter, journalist.
Yeah,
for some reason, it was a good idea to sneak into an insane asylum that's been locked
up.
That's
always a good idea.
At night.
Alone.
With a video camera.
You got a flashlight?
No, he had
I don't know what game that is. That has multiplayer, right? No?
Maybe.
I saw that with the multiplayer mod.
The mod?
There's a mod where you play multiplayer.
Are you thinking of Slender?
No, it's not Slender. It's that.
Well, I don't know about a flashlight, but he must have had a flashlight to fucking jerk off.
What the fuck?
It's like Fatal Frame?
What?
I think so.
What happened?
I'm reading. All right, so Pokemon X and Y.
Oh, yeah. The
you can import your old Pokemon.
Oh,
and the original three starters won't be the only starters you could choose. You could choose from
geez.
The classics.
Oh, my God.
And they all have a new evolve. The Mega Venusaur, Mega Charizard, and Mega Blastoise.
What the fuck? This is like Digimon
now.
Do they just fucking kill
Pokemon? Yeah, they do have pictures. They should have a video up.
Can they kill Pokemon and get it over with already?
I
mean, right now they're just trying to cater to the competitive metagame, which I've been out of for years.
Who gives a shit about the competitive fucking metagame?
They're just making a 3D one on consoles.
They're trying to, but I don't know why they don't do it yet.
Like, everyone wants it.
I know.
Holy shit.
I'm good with Stadium, though. Coliseum.
I'm pretty sure this is Mega Charizard.
What in the fuck is this?
That looks like Prince or Michael Jackson.
Damn.
Was that Mega Charizard?
That's
no,
it. That's not him. Yeah, that's him.
Was he? Ooh, he's got a fucking mustache now.
That's his fire mustache.
I really hope that other thing wasn't Mega Charizard.
What, the first one we saw?
Yeah, Prince.
Holy.
That's not Mega Charizard.
That's like fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger Charizard.
Do
like, that's like Digimon.
Do you want me to find it?
You can do it. Okay. Please do it.
Hold up.
Oh, seriously, what the fuck is with them and destroying Pokemon?
Let me go to
why couldn't they keep it simple? It was pretty easy.
Wait, what have they changed, though? I haven't played it.
They're making this stupid mega bullshit.
And
for some reason, I have curiosity.
What'd you do?
Even if you don't pick like a starter, right?
Hold up.
Yeah.
Where's your
like
internet?
The starters you don't pick. Why can't you catch them in the wild?
Yeah, it makes no sense.
It doesn't make fucking sense. They're running around rampant all over the place. You can't catch them, though. Fucking stupid.
Don't ask
that.
Me.
Don't ask Sal. Sal's just the spectator.
Jose, why is that?
What?
The starters. Why can't you catch them in the wild?
They need like a
maybe
reason to make it rare.
So, they need a reason to make it rare, yet I have to fucking try and find another Game Boy to fucking link up the two of them so I can transfer back and forth.
Why are all the new Pokemon design stuff?
Huh?
They're like household objects.
Because we're old.
Because America designed some of them and they were terrible.
Mm-hmm.
That's
why. There we go.
Let's see.
Okay. What the fuck
right
happened?
Mega Venusaur.
What has happened to my childhood?
Mega
Holy.
He's got a big dick!
And what, Mega Mewtwo?
It's tails coming out of its head. What?
Mega Inferno Blaziken. Mega Lucario. Mega Mawile.
What is this, like Sage Mode for fucking Pokemon?
Mega,
yeah,
so.
What
Mega
the fuck is that?
That's Mega Mawile.
Where's Mega Magikarp?
Mega
Is there Mega Lugia?
Mega Absol. Mega Kangaskhan.
What do you mean a Mega Kangaskhan?
Where the fuck is Moltres?
Moltres?
Gotta see this.
What the fuck has happened to my childhood? What did they do to this?
Why? Like I said, like from a competitive standpoint, I can see why they do that, because to Mega Evolve, you have to attach an item to the Pokemon, and then there's an option of pressing to Mega Evolve, and you lose that item.
At least they don't look that complicated to the point that they look like,
yeah, at least in that
like household
soap.
Objects. ice cream cones. And
soap and mom.
And chandeliers. I'll forget the
Mega
chandelier.
Mega Blastoise looks like something...
A cannon.
He looks like something the...
It looks like something from fucking a Yu-Gi-Oh card.
Charizard looks like Greymon.
They put a silencer on Blastoise. That's pretty much what that is. Like, someone climbed the top of him, all right, you're going to Mega Evolve. I'm going to put it in my...
He's only 5'3". I imagine being, like,
5'3"?
6 feet tall, at least. Or 7 feet tall.
Wait a minute. Blastoise is only 5'3".
That's, like, my height.
Then how tall is fucking Ash? You see how tall it was compared
Ash
to Ash?
Ash is, like, 4'7".
Holy
shit.
He's got a disease. But Venusaur is 7'10".
Oh, because of the fucking plant on his back. That's why.
That's not
Charizard.
That's not a plant.
5'7".
How is Blastoise even dangerous?
I'm taller than Charizard.
How's
he can poison the hell out of you, I guess.
Blastoise.
Blastoise.
Why is Mega Mewtwo's fucking tail coming out of the back of its head?
That's some bullshit.
Do you know about the fairy types?
No, what?
They're fairy types now.
They are fairy... Oh,
no, there are fairy types now.
There are fairy types.
Oh, but yeah, because look, it says steel slash fairy.
What is that?
Jose, you know what I have to say about the Pokemon competitive world? Fucking bullshit. Who gives a shit?
Talk to
me. No, barely anybody fucking plays it.
Talk to me like 5 years ago. I would have put up a good argument. Now I'm just too lazy to care about... Now I'm just too lazy to care about it.
About the Pokemon competitive world?
Yeah.
Who gives
I can see why competitively this is very, like... Because there are people that do...
Listen, just give me the fucking Pokemon so I can catch them. That's all I gotta do.
You had me in competitive mode for like a week. And then I pulled out a Hack Spiritomb.
Hack Spiritomb, and then he
gave
me
one. That doesn't count, motherfucker.
Then he gave me one, then he stopped playing altogether.
I stopped playing. No, I got tired anyway.
No, you didn't.
I can't believe that.
It's too much work.
That was bullshit. They need to leave Pokemon alone. They need to just go back to being fucking regular.
They came out with an NHL 14 already? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Moving on, by the way.
Yeah, we completely moved on. Okay, so...
NHL 14? Is that what we're talking about?
No, we're not talking about NHL 14.
You literally beat it. Did you watch the Ravens-Broncos game last night?
Jose, suck a dick.
You had to watch it. Fucking...
No, I didn't watch
seven
it.
Touchdowns in a row?
I didn't watch it.
I'll tell you later. That shit was a great... It was like, they completely humiliated the
what
Ravens.
What were they doing last night? Oh, playing Diablo.
They humiliated the Ravens. Oh, just go on. I'll tell
any
you later.
Any team humiliate the Ravens. Are you kidding me?
I mean, they won the Super Bowl last year. I knew they had something.
This is a good topic for you. Because I never seen Diablo really played online on the PC. You've seen 360 now. What's the difference? Is there a big difference?
Well, I played it months ago, and the only difference was, like, you couldn't get legendary items.
Like, cool, like right away?
Yeah.
Did you try the auction house? How much money did you make?
Lots. And I don't think you could roll, either, or do backflips and stuff.
Can you imagine if your fucking mage couldn't do...
My monk?
Your monk doesn't do backflips?
I mean, I don't know if it was...
I'd be pissed off.
I was witch doctor. I don't know if maybe only witch doctor can do
it. Yeah, they get the short end of this thing.
Yeah,
they just trip over them.
The potions.
Even though they were, like, so overpowered.
Woo, woo, da, da.
No, the only downside to it is, like, there's no really real replayability. Like, you get the same... Like, once you beat the game, you...
You're just playing a hard difficulty.
You play the same thing on a harder difficulty.
More rare items, but there's no point because you already beat the game.
Right? Yeah. And you're already so overpowered, it doesn't even matter.
What's the length of that game?
There's four acts,
yeah,
I think.
So
like,
you're kind of like halfway through now.
There's four acts, and there's probably like...
Actually, when you put up the difficulty, I think all the monsters get new abilities and shit.
The fuck? Yeah, but at that point, wouldn't you just be so overpowered because you're using the same character?
I think
yeah.
they scale, though.
Same
weapon. They scale,
yeah.
right? They scale.
Yeah.
And
but,
I think
but regardless, like halfway through the first act, you're killing people with one shot, so they'll be in the same position anyway.
New this week was Minecraft Mass Effect mashup.
Oh yeah,
that was interesting.
That was terrible. That was a terrible soundtrack.
Yeah, the soundtrack is from Mass Effect, but
I love it.
He loves it because he loves Mass Effect. I fucking hate Mass Effect, but I have to have Minecraft music playing while I'm playing Minecraft. And I feel like I'd have to mute the TV and play the soundtrack off my phone. Because otherwise it just doesn't matter to me.
So it's an epic soundtrack to a not-so-epic looking game.
They have all the... Basically, if you had downloaded that, I think you could do the trial as well if you just want to test it out. And,
Did you buy it?
Yeah, I bought it.
How much was it? Like
$4?
All right.
$3.99 now that Microsoft actually does currency and not points.
Since when?
Since
seriously.
Yeah, they just started, they got rid of their point system because they...
Wait, so I had like 300 points. What happened to that? That's like $4.
Maybe they got converted into cash.
Oh, that's crazy.
If it did, then you could totally go buy something.
Can I cash out?
No. They're not going to give you any money back. Microsoft is like a vault. It's a one-way vault. Once your money goes in, it never comes back out.
They'll
come back and spit when you wake up in the morning.
Oh, God.
They'll be got a Microsoft badge and a fucking super spit on you three times for each dollar.
Sounds sexy.
It sounds sexy. But if you have a pre-existing world, you could switch to texture packs.
I'm still thinking about the guy spitting on Jose.
Oh, God. That's terrible.
He's not spitting white. So,
oh, God.
So,
say my name.
Say my name.
Heisenberg.
Bill Gates.
Bill Gates.
No, Bill Gates is completely out of the picture, isn't he? Who is the new CEO of
Didn't he die?
Bill Gates?
No, the CEO.
Oh, yeah.
One of the CEOs for the top companies died or something.
I know.
Yeah, Steve Jobs died a couple years ago.
No, not Jobs. It's another one.
You know, what's his face left? Do you know the guy that always ran the E3 for Microsoft? He was basically like...
Don Matic?
He left...
Zazenga.
Yeah.
Everyone shit on him after the presentation. I would fucking just drop out of the company entirely after what I did with that fucking thing.
That guy looks like he beat his wife.
And what's that,
today, honey?
What's that, honey? You don't want an Xbox One either?
Hey, wait, wait.
Why? Is this because I overcooked the roast?
That's because you shit on Kinect 2, you fuck.
I saw you fucking cheat on me.
I saw you stick the Kinect in your pussy.
No, it's gonna be like, get, no, it's gonna be like, get in front of that Kinect and move, you bitch.
Test this shit.
Test this shit.
You slut.
Jump.
Use my dick as the control.
What, are they playing a fucking Kinect adventure? She's on the
rail. Jump again. Jump again. Raise your hands. Have fun.
Go
say my name.
Go in the water.
They
I
got
want you to drown.
Weeks pass. I can't find her. They come back and she's dead.
And Don Matic is nowhere to be found.
He's with Zynga.
Oh,
wait, so wait, what do you give the Minecraft?
I think Zynga is off topic, my bad. Zynga is failing now, too.
Yeah.
What's Zynga again?
They're known for their Facebook games, you know, Farmville. No one plays Farmville. No one plays Farmville that much anymore.
I never played Farmville, so we're going to try.
People too busy playing Wii U.
Yeah. Wait, aren't the new blocks in the new Mass Effect?
Yeah.
Going back to that?
Basically, what Mass Effect is, there was two things that can't happen with Minecraft. There's a new update that introduced new blocks, new decorations, and now you could build... Don't touch my nipples and pie.
Oh my god.
So, and then you could build higher. Like, literally right now, you could go the whole way I think that PC can go, unless you mod it. I don't know how high they can go. I think it's like 200 and something blocks up. You could go all the way to the point where you cannot see the map anymore.
Whoa.
It's like, you can build massive shit.
Imagine jumping off of that.
I did. I went all the way up in creative and I dropped. And it was great.
Great?
Well, I almost was on the verge of tears upon update, because now they introduced... like in the PC, redstone lanterns. So now you can run electricity in your house, flip a switch, and all the lights in your house will turn on.
Whoa, that's crazy.
I almost cried.
That kind of makes me want to play Minecraft like this much.
What is that much for the recording?
Like off the table, this much.
Yeah, but how much is that in terms of
it's
measurement
like
for the recording?
0.001%.
Jesus Christ, that's a lot.
I might throw something at you.
It sounds cool, but I'm too lazy to figure that shit out.
I love it. I love Minecraft. But, Mass Effect DLC? I don't know. I'm not really a big fan of Mass Effect. I like the whole new blocks because basically they replaced existing blocks with new texture. That's the whole existing
thing. So is it just a texture pack?
It really is. But then you have the Mars world of Mass Effect. I don't know. You know better than
I do. Yeah, that's the archives.
It's pretty cool, that whole build, because on 360 you really can't go to existing worlds. So for the first time ever, I've seen something that was already pre-made and it's massive. So it's pretty cool.
That's one, what do you call it, Mars? It's the archives. I know that a lot.
Yeah.
I won't explain it. People have played Mass Effect. It's a spoiler, actually.
But
you just spoiled Mass Effect for people.
3.5, I'd give it.
3.5 out of 5?
3.5 BD thumbs for Mass Effect Mass.
Out of what?
Out of 5.
BD thumbs.
Sticky and BD thumbs. Yeah, you don't know about
sticky
BD
thumbs.
BD thumbs are sticky and juicy.
How would you know?
I don't know, but he's putting it in my face. That's how I know.
BD thumbs.
Oh, man, I drew a blank.
What?
I drew a fucking blank. What were we saying?
Mass Effect.
Oh, we're gonna check on the Indian in the cupboard right now.
The Indian. Oh yeah, Jose got some kind of cabinet in the garbage for some reason. And
it's
holy shit!
Slim.
I didn't realize there's a mirror in there. I was like, "Does that have a hole in it?"
No, this is the best part.
Fucking all the races.
Like, what do you need that?
I don't know. I just saw it. I liked it. It was there. I picked it up.
Wait, that was in there when you.
It was in there.
I hope these were in someone's mouth.
Oh god! Don't say that.
And you touched them.
Don't say that.
Someone ate them and fucking shit them out.
Don't say that.
They didn't shit them out. They just washed around their mouth.
I just picked it up. I saw it. I liked it, and I hope nobody was moving because there was a bunch of other boxes.
South Pine CeeLo.
Oh my god.
We don't really do this much as often as we like. This is FNMC, so let's talk about Theros.
Why don't we ever talk about magic, first of all?
Well, we end up getting wrapped up in random discussions, and then it just
runs
ends.
Out of time.
Wait, first, we have to have an addition of guess that number from 1 to 20.
No way.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it. All right, right, hold up. Hold up.
Everyone guess.
16.
12.
7.
And you guys at home, you gotta guess that number.
If you get it right, you get 2 BD thumbs.
What, in their ass?
Four.
I was right. That was me.
Wow.
I said that.
You win an empty cup of water.
Anyway, so Theros is coming up 2 weeks, right?
I'm fucking hyped. No, 2 weeks is pre-release.
Which I would like to do.
Let's
do
it. $25. Let's go.
I don't care. I'd go. See all our friends at King's Games.
What's Saturday? It's you want to do the Friday
Theros.
Midnight?
What is that? New pack?
New block.
It's all Greek gods.
It's sealed. Basically, what happened is you choose your path. So let's say you choose like the warrior, You get a card that you use when you fight. You fight a guy who controls a Hydra deck, and it's like four of you.
Yeah.
Like four of you, like you and you, like three other people, and you're fighting a guy with a super special Hydra deck. And you gotta take down the Hydra, and you get a prize card and like achievement ships.
Damn. And the gods are basically like enchantments.
They're enchantments.
Well, unless they're devotion.
Yeah.
I love the devotion mechanic. I can see them easing into a mono-colored block after Thanos.
I'm confused about it. Is it... It counts as one devotion per each permanent
per each,
for that color?
No, for every color mana on the casting cost. Let's say I have two Ash Zealots. That's two red. That's two devotion. Two Ash Zealots.
That's four devotion?
Two devotion.
Wait.
It's for every red perm. Let me get the
colored...
No, what I'm saying is it for cost for...
Per creature.
Yeah.
So let's say I have Lionel War Elf.
That's, yeah.
That's
so
one mana.
Devotion one.
But if I have two of them out, is it two?
Yes.
Yeah,
it's like
okay.
That. So let's say you have four Lionel War Elves, and then you drop the god, that's five devotion to green right there.
So then she becomes a...
It's creature.
But those other creatures, not including herself.
I'm not sure. Well,
and it's other creatures, so it has to be one more.
Oh, bring it up.
But anyway... I can't wait. This one is fucking sick.
I can't. Scry is back.
Scry is in red for some fucking reason.
Scry is in every color in this block.
I don't know why.
It's because it's going with the Oracle and Seer theme. You know how there are Oracles and Seers in Roman mythology?
Sayers?
Sayers, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
English major?
Shut up.
It's just for each devotion to green. It's
yeah, so it counts
itself.
Alright,
cool.
That's the green god.
I like the black god. Fucking pay two life, black generic, draw a card. That's crazy. That's me right there.
Listen, the red card.
Yeah, me and him were looking at red previews. It's pretty crazy.
I've already made a red deck.
Whenever another red creature enters the battlefield, you'll be turned to two damage each creature and each opponent.
Young Pyromancer, abuse the fuck out of his fucking skill. Young Pyromancer, you activate an instant or sorcery. You put a 1/1 molten manga molten magma token on the field.
Mango.
What is the medium in which Japanese publish
it's
manga?
It's so funny. When they had 1 vs. 100 on Xbox... We were all playing it. It was an anime edition.
I went 27 questions in a row.
And we all answered the same answer. And it was basically, what was the question?
This is the name Japanese use to publish their graphic novels.
And it was like four like options. And one of them was obviously the right answer, manga.
Let's
and
see.
The other one was mango.
Mango.
We all fucking select mango. It's the answer's manga. And we all got it wrong, and we all went, oh, fuck, we picked manga.
Hey, I got 27 questions in a row right that night. I was in the top 100. I feel good about myself.
That's
were you playing with this?
No, that's the only achievement Jose's ever had in his life.
That's true.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, Jose's writing a book.
I'm writing a book.
You remember?
A legend book, yeah.
I haven't touched that shit in like years.
What's it about?
It's about?
Me.
What? It's about you. No, it was about some time traveling shit about how some guy was like reading a book and trying to figure out how this girl got murdered. Meanwhile, it's like ancient Russia. It's like romantic era Russia, and then she's just like living her life. And through the introspective of that guy, we figure out as a reader how he got murdered, but I'm turning that into a play now.
So you wrote Doctor Who.
Shut the fuck up.
So the thing
I'll
is,
she rose off the hook.
I'll cut you.
So the thing is, the copy I'll have is the one that you're giving me for free.
All right, sure.
Because I'm not going to get it.
What if it's a national bestseller?
You better sign it for me.
And eventually, when you die, we could sell it for some money.
Oh, that's fine.
Are you gonna kill him?
What if I die? And I have a bunch of stories that have been unreleased, and they release, and they go to sell millions.
J.R.R. Tolkien.
Okay, no, I read good books.
He's my great grandfather.
Wait.
J.R.R. Tolkien's your grandfather?
Yeah.
He just insulted the Lord of the Rings. Oh, no, you don't get that here.
How did she stop?
He just insulted Tolkien, the Lord of the Rings, and the Hobbit.
Let's put it this way. George R. Martin.
Yeah.
His books are really big now. Imagine if he died. How much bigger would those book stories be?
Imagine he didn't finish. Imagine you didn't finish this one with Ice and Fire.
Well, he's working on the last one now. I think the sixth one's going to be released soon. The last one's going to be released.
Oh, so I can finally get started
on
the series.
Yeah, right. You fucking hold your breath on that one.
Yeah. So I have my book stuff.
I'm going to come and knock on the door and kick it in. You're going to be purple.
To be honest with you, I'm going to start reading it. I didn't expect that I had to read Anna Karenina. That book is like 1,500 pages long.
What fucking words did you say?
Anna Karenina. It's like some Russian novel.
Anna Karenina,
there you go.
I thought it was Ocarina of Time.
It's this book I have to read for my English creative fiction class. It's like 1,500 pages long.
I can't read.
No, so I was
like 20 minutes or like an hour. I don't to read like one page.
Sounds illiterate.
Illiterate?
No,
how many fingers am I holding up?
W.
He's not wrong.
Asshole.
We don't. It's not often that we have deals on the hand, but we might as well mention them while we have them. IGN's holding free apps.
Free
app.
They've been doing that for
Batman long. Arkham City game. Yeah, I'm saying it's.
Oh, okay.
This is the newest one.
It's the newest one.
I might as well say it.
City?
Arkham City, yeah.
For free?
For free.
For what system?
For iPad, I guess mobile devices, whatever
it is.
iPad. Oh, it could be whatever you want to be. I don't know if it's for Android. I don't know what it's for, but I know I have it on my iPad.
For Jose specifically, it's a vibrator.
It could be on your iPhone.
On my iPhone? I owe $7 to Microsoft.
So you can't download it. Another deal is if you go to GameStop right now, we would talk about Diablo 3. You can get it for $10 if you have two games on the list.
What games are on the list?
Animal Crossing and a few other ones.
Gears of Judgment?
No. You can't get rid of that one. You can if you tried.
How much are they taking for that? I want to get rid of it already.
You could look up the trade value.
50
I don't
cents.
Know for sure. But you could definitely get it for $9.99. Somehow I pre-ordered that. I pre-ordered GTA 5 and that, which should have been like $16.
Oh, that comes out in 2 weeks.
That also comes out.
GTA 5?
Yeah.
Yo, you didn't even need that Saints Row app. That's what's hot.
Saints Row
with
4?
With aliens?
I don't know. I'm joking.
Yeah, it has aliens.
Yeah.
Saints
no,
Row 4?
That
yeah, that's the point of the game. You're like the president of the United States and you have to save the world. That's the point of the game.
How are you a gangster president?
I don't know, that's crazy as fuck.
Well, we have Obama. Right?
I mean, don't you see that movie Head of State? It can happen.
Oh, yeah, well.
Okay.
Isn't that about
it's
gang head of the state.
Head of the state.
Head of the state. That's like the point of parody, I think.
Oh, my God.
With Bill Clinton.
Another really off-topic deal.
What?
Right now, there's a coupon code for Seamless where you can either get 15, 20, or 25% off.
On what?
Food.
Let's do it.
And that might be happening today.
That's happening right now tonight for dinner.
Sounds delicious.
It sounds absolutely delicious.
Oh, it's so delicious.
Oh, he's
oh no, no, I'm
listen,
done.
I got my nipples touched on this podcast. I got my crotch almost groped. I think I'm good.
I'm mentally disrobing you with my mind.
Whoa.
Oh, my word.
Oh, my God.
There's 2 minutes of fucking absurdities that's happening right now.
No, you should keep it in.
No, of course I'm going to keep it in, but...
Yeah.
Oh, no, check the soldier in the cupboard.
And the cupboard.
I like it. I don't know.
I'm going to throw it out. Don't worry about it.
Get the cheese and the crumpet in the cupboard.
I've been wanting to go see the Jobs movie.
Yeah, Jobs.
And so I looked up.
With Ashton Kutcher?
Yeah, I looked up reviews.
No, we got shit reviews.
Oh, it's getting fucking ripped apart.
Is it? I thought it was good.
Getting shit reviews. Well, what happened was they wanted Steve Wozniak as a part of the film.
See, what's the original CV?
The original, like, to consult on the film.
Oh,
and, all
right. Yeah.
And, like, you know, give, like, his input on, like, what happened and all that stuff. And he couldn't do it because he's already promised another movie about Steve Jobs that's coming out.
Oh.
So.
Steve Handjobs.
So, he couldn't do it.
Steve
so,
Handjobs, the rise and fall.
So.
The coming.
The coming.
The second coming.
The
second spark.
Oh, why do we always divulge into this?
Steve Handjobs, his wife's face.
His wife's face.
Yo, did he have prostate cancer?
Yeah.
I don't know,
yeah.
He had something.
He had some kind of cancer.
He had something that obviously he's dead.
He had prostate cancer.
I'm sorry. So they couldn't get Steve Wozniak on the set to consult.
They couldn't get the Woz?
Couldn't get the Woz.
Couldn't get the Woz.
So when they made the movie, and Steve Wozniak got the script, and he got a couple pages into it, and he said, "I couldn't read it anymore. It was too bad. It was so terrible."
Damn.
And he's saying like he saw the movie, and like the way they depict Steve Jobs and him and like the whole situation and everything, even with him leaving Apple in like the 80s, was wrong. Like a lot of stuff has changed. So.
Right. Well, Ashton Kutcher was in the movie. That's just why.
Should change.
Did they ever go into what happened to Forrest Gump after they got all that money?
No, what?
No, the British movie takes place from the 70s, where he's in 72, where he's in college, to 2001.
Okay.
Where he's unveiling the new Apple iPod.
The iPod?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
when
the iPod came out.
That's when he first started the iPod. That's the frame of the movie. From 72 to 2001. And Woz was just like, you know, a lot of shit was changed.
Did they cover
like,
the Pippin?
Know, what?
Did they cover the Apple Pippin?
Jose, I'm reading fucking reviews. I didn't see the movie.
I thought you saw the movie.
I didn't see the movie yet. I'm waiting for it to come on DVD now. I'm not going to see it now.
If you go on Netflix, there's a fucking Justin Long playing Steve Jobs.
Seriously?
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever happened to him?
What is that?
I think it's really not supposed to be real. Like, it's real, but I mean not like a real take on it.
It's a parody.
I don't fucking know. Justin Long is Steve Jobs and something.
No, but seriously, what happened to him? I saw him on an episode of New Girl. That's it.
That
yeah, that's right. He played the girlfriend, the boyfriend, the girlfriend.
Yeah,
he might as well
boyfriend.
Be the girlfriend.
I hate that show.
I watched the first season.
I hate that show.
It was a good show.
I like that show.
The second season's out already.
I didn't see it.
I hate that show.
Pity shit on me. He texted me and said, what the fuck are you watching?
Like, that is a good show, though.
I logged on to my Netflix. I added shit to my DVD. And my DVD queue.
Yeah.
And I see it recommended for you. Fucking all this girly shit. I'm like, what the fuck is he watching? So I go on. I see New Girl. I'm like, what the fuck?
It's a good show.
No, it's not.
Girls.
Jose, I couldn't even make it through half an episode. That's how stupid it was.
How long is an episode? 45 minutes?
No.
Half hour.
New Girl is like 20 minutes.
It's 20 minutes? Really?
Yeah.
All right, so I needed something to go on the bike. I was on the bike every night, and I'm like, all right, let me put something on. I was like, I'll watch it.
What's
so,
the bike?
My bike.
Exercise bike.
So I go on for like 45 minutes, and the next thing I know, I'm watching one episode. I'm like, that's not so bad. And I watch the second episode. The next day, I'm watching the third episode, the fourth episode. And the next thing I know, I finish the season. I'm like, oh, fuck, what am I going to watch on the bike now?
Parks and Recreation.
No, that's a shit show.
Oh, it's not. It's like The Office. It's like the same
thing. Right, you want to go watch Parks and Recreation? I'm going to go in the bathroom.
Oh,
I'm going to take a shit, and then we're all going to go sit with popcorn around the toilet and watch it for us.
You're terrible.
New Girl is terrible. Parks and Recreation is terrible.
I don't
give a shit about that. I don't care.
No.
New Girl is terrible. Parks and Recreations is terrible. Let's see. What other shows are fucking...
Game of Thrones.
Glee. Horrible.
Game of Thrones.
I'm just telling you now. I didn't even put
my cupboard.
Cupboard.
I'm Spanish. I don't say shit right.
Cupboard. Put the cup on the board.
Put the cup on the board.
Glee. Terrible.
I mean,
Breaking
the first
Bad.
Season was pretty good.
Breaking Bad is not
terrible.
Breaking Bad...
I'm gonna wait until...
Amazing.
I'm gonna wait until it finishes so I can get into it.
Fucking great show.
Mm.
Duck Dynasty, great show.
Really?
I love Duck
Dynasty. Duck Dynasty is fucking hilarious.
It's the funniest shit ever.
I started watching it first, and I showed him it.
Kitchen Nightmares.
I like that show.
Yeah.
That's the best show on
TV. You ready for MasterChef Junior? He actually yells at the kids. I've seen preview clips.
Good.
He yells at the kids, and they start crying.
Good, I want to see that. When's that come out?
Right after, I think this season finishes. What's MasterChef?
Is it over yet?
No, it's next week. It's done.
Oh, shit.
And then X Factor starts in 2 weeks. We didn't miss!
X-Factor. Talk about shit shows.
X-Factor.
I hate all those shows.
Is that the show when they do that
show? You know what the best show of all that is?
Well,
Top Gear.
You know what's coming back in like 2 weeks?
Is that that British
show? How I Met Your Mother, the last season.
I haven't fucking kept up with How I Met Your Mother since
when
I've seen my mother.
Well, you know what? The reason why I haven't kept up with it is because it's still not updated on Netflix.
Yeah, no.
It's like the DVDs aren't being released until friggin' October 1st on Netflix. And probably same thing with the stream, and not until October 1st.
The what?
The DVDs.
All right.
The DVDs aren't going to be available on Netflix till October 1st, which is, well, a month into the fucking season. And same thing with the stream, probably.
The stream, yeah.
But one thing I don't understand about Netflix, right? I try to get the second season of Young Justice on DVD. It's split up into two parts. Part 1 and Part 2, right? They have all the discs for Part 1 to add, but none of the discs for Part 2.
They're probably out.
How does that make any sense then?
I mean, they're probably...
People only rented the fucking second half of the series?
You can't queue it up? Might be. That might be what's happening right now. It's
fucking
not even... It's a possibility.
People only rent the second half? Oh, no, sorry. Netflix only got the first half, and they haven't... The DVDs haven't come for the second half yet, because they don't come together.
Probably. No, you don't even know.
Fucking
Netflix does that.
Stupid shit. That is bullshit.
What are you looking up, Dave?
They announced that they may... Reaper of Souls DLC for Diablo 3 may come to consoles really soon.
Oh, shit.
Which I'm looking forward to.
Is that an expansion pack?
I think so.
Is it out yet?
It might be out for PC, but
so, how do you not know this?
I haven't played it in months.
You played a month ago. How do you know this?
We see PC players wait until the sales.
Yeah, that's what we do.
PC players, yeah, whatever.
I mean, my fucking Steam account. We've gone over my Steam account.
Jose, you can't even count yourself as a PC player. You just buy the games and don't play them.
I play my games somewhat.
You big PC player.
You collect digital games.
he's got a cupboard. Of fucking digital games.
Hold on, let me show you my Steam collection.
He's got, over $2,000 worth of Steam games. He's played like three of them.
I abuse up indie bundles, you know, the Humble Bundles. I abuse the shit out of that. The new one with Crusader Kings 2 just came out. Crusader Kings 2 is a fucking crazy game. Basically, you become like an English dictator, and you try to like raise up your dynasty and take all over England. Like Scotland and shit?
He watches shit shows, he plays shit games.
It's like Civilization!
Shit shows.
Shit games, let me say it again.
Shit shows, shit games, shit books.
And he takes shit.
Shit movies. I can't remember Ink, but Jose's the man.
Ink? You didn't like Ink?
That movie Ink you made us watch, which was shit.
Remember I said that? I said the ending.
Yeah, he said the ending.
Fucking
like an indie film, Ink. Jose, you're just getting the you're just all around boxed off of shit.
But yet, he's the man.
Yeah.
I can't deny Jose's the man.
Yes, he is.
I'm different.
Okay. He's the man.
No, 4 minutes, 40 minutes.
Press the button that says get disappointed in your life.
Let's see Sal's reaction on the steam, and then I think we're good to wrap.
Yeah. Dum dum. Chum chum.
All the profile was the amount of dollars you spent.
Yeah, do you have that?
Yeah, it is.
How much money Jose has spent on Steam? We find out now.
Alright, let's see.
3,000, possibly.
Whoa, hold up. It should be.
You lied to me.
It should be here.
You're
a
liar.
How much,
Joe?
$2,594.
Holy
shit. And 19 cents.
The 19 cents is the best part of it.
You can buy a used car.
You could be driving to the house.
My list of fucking games is here, too. I got like 300-something games.
That he's only played three of them.
So, now we
There's
know.
There's really no hours next to him. You haven't played any of his games.
Why do you buy these games, Jose?
It's because you got like 10 games for $5.
You have Mirror's Edge, Company of Heroes.
Sal.
Fear.
Wait, Sal.
None of these games you play. That's the Old Republic.
The ultimate question, Sal, now. Is he a real PC gamer now?
No.
He's a fake.
I'm a
fake. You're phony.
I'm a good phony.
You're a fugazi.
Dead Space 2, Darksiders, never played. The Darkness, I don't even know what that is, but it sounds like it would be a game you would want.
The Darkness? Darkness.
Yeah, the Darkness. When, you know, when,
oh shit, yeah. When you have those guns.
Yeah.
$5? Borderlands 1? All the DLC? Darkness.
$5? He's never played them.
How'd you spend all this money on these games you never played?
It's like 6 years of buying shit on like sale.
So why don't you play them?
I have no time.
He has time to buy them.
No, he has time to buy them and write a play for
this
himself.
This makes me sad.
This just makes me
sad.
Sad
about his gaming culture.
I'm going to kill myself.
Anyway, he's got time to buy them and write a play for himself. He doesn't have time to play the games.
You know my 150 hours? 125 of them are in Civilization 5.
Wow.
And that is Jose.
And that's a wrap for
I
us today.
I think
we're
good. This was a new... This was the 13th, the 14th, the 15th. I don't know how many editions of FNMC this might have been. The 13th, but really supposed to be the 14th. But the 13th.
We're fucking stupid.
We'll be back on Wednesday for the comic run.
I might be.
Sal might be here for the comic run. You never know.
I'm definitely going to be here.
I know nothing.
I'll be here.
I bought Witcher 1 and 2 for $7.50.
Great for you.
happy.
Is David signing out.
And Beatty.
And Sal.
Oh, this Jose.
Fucking Jose.
Asshole.
Still in Mexico.
I'm still in Mexico.
We'll see you guys later.
Later.